All right, well, thanks, guys. I'm Fran Duffy, joined once again by Eagles defensive line coach Chris Wilson. And, Coach, when you look at the tape of Derek Barnett, one of the things that always stand out to me is just how relentless and competitive he is week in and week out. And that was one of the big reasons why he was so productive in the SEC.
Absolutely. One of the things that held true for Derek, no matter who you spoke to within the organization or at Tennessee, this guy is a guy who's committed to being a great player day in and day out. So I'm excited about it.
So when you look here, here he is, a little sub-package look here. He's standing up as a right defensive end, and you see him win off the ball with that initial quickness.
Right. Well, the first thing you notice is how wired he is to the football and him understanding what moves first. And so talking with this guy, he told me, he says, Coach, I do a lot of film study on tackles as well as ball keys, and he is wired to the ball.
So you see pre-snap. His vision right now, he's looking at the tackle, he's got the ball in his vision, and look how quickly he's able to cue the snap, and he's flying off out of his stance. He's able to get a sack here in the backfield.
Beautiful part by the way he's able to bend, and he never wastes any energy on his steps. He's very efficient.
And obviously one of the most productive players in the SEC. So what are teams going to do? What are offenses going to do? They're going to try and chip him. They're going to try and double team him. They slide the protection away. This is Derek Barnett. The offensive line is sliding this way, but he's going to have to deal with a block from the tight end, and then a chip from the running back as well.
Well, one thing you notice is, you know, I think there's some smart coaches out there. They're going to have things designed to have attention towards your best rusher. The one thing that you notice more, this guy's got vision on the football. So not only does he anticipate the block as well as feel the chip, his vision stays on the ball the entire time. That's an exceptional trait for guys. Most guys in this situation are playing the run fit.
How often do you see guys that are able to deal with this at the college level? Because you, obviously everybody's talented when you get to the NFL, but the most talented, you're going to be dealing with this kind of attention week in and week out. So the ability to kind of see his way through two blocks was really impressive. We saw it a number of times on tape.
Well, that's the thing that makes him different in regards to a lot of those guys. There are a lot of guys who can rush when there's obvious rushing situations, but his vision on the ball is pretty exceptional.
And I mentioned that relentlessness, that competitiveness shows up as a pass rusher.
Absolutely.
Shows up against the run. And you see plays that are going away from him. It's kind of silly, the plays that he was able to make in pursuit throughout his career.
Well, first thing you notice is he's attacking the tackle, still have vision on the ball. And, you know, again, a lot of people ask, is he just a pass rusher? Well, here's proof that he isn't. He's anchoring at the point of attack with an offensive tackle. The ability to shed. And this was kind of one of the things that sold me. Great vision.
So he's got sight on the ball here.
And that's want to. That's something that you don't teach.
No.
That's something that's in a guy. And not only does he goes and makes a tackle one-on-one. This is a game-saving tackle for this young man. One-on-one tackle in space against a very good running back.
Yeah, it's a moment of truth right here.
It is.
The ability, the athletic ability now to break down after coming from distance and finish one-on-one was really impressive.
That's right. So, you know, that's one of the things when you talk about a great play. That really sold me on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Derek Barnett, one of the most competitive players I saw in college football last year. Eagles' 14th overall pick. I'm very excited to see him here as a rookie in Philadelphia.